from KQED.
A San Jose middle school named after California's first and mostly forgotten governor, Peter Burnett, will likely have a new name this fall. The San Jose Unified School District's Board of Education is expected to discuss the name change at tonight's meeting. KQED's Ryan Levy reports that Burnett's racist beliefs are behind the move.
Even for the mid-19th century, Peter Burnett's views on race were extreme.
Peter Burnett had this fantasy that the West Coast, Oregon and Washington and what is now California, should be all white.
Gregory Noakes wrote the only full-length biography of Burnett, who was born into a slaveholding family in Tennessee. Burnett helped organize the first major wagon train to Oregon in 1843. There, he wrote a law excluding free blacks from the territory and effectively legalizing slavery for a few years. When the gold rush struck in 1848, Burnett moved south, and a year later, he was elected California's first U.S. governor.
He said it was a matter of first priority that the legislature enact an exclusion law against African Americans. The legislature didn't do that, of course.
Noakes says Burnett's racism, which also extended to the Chinese and Native Americans, made him an ineffective governor. He resigned after a little more than a year in office, and after that, didn't get much attention. Until recently.
The whole discussion about Confederate monuments that was going on at the time really resonated with me. It felt like we had our own Confederate monument in the name of our school.
Cap Wilhelm Safian is an 8th grade history and English teacher at Burnett Middle School in San Jose. He spent the past year leading the effort to rename the school.
I wanted to broach that idea to the community, whether this was a name we really wanted to continue having on the front of our school.
Wilhelm Safian says pretty much everybody supported the move, including students who learned about Burnett's history and discussed the name change in class throughout the year.
I was really shocked by the meaning behind her name.
Ethan Narimatsu Jane is a 7th grader at Burnett and was a member of the committee that whittled down the hundreds of suggested names to 7 for students, staff, and parents to vote on last month.
In our school, a lot of people are different from each other, and we accept it. So we shouldn't be named after someone who goes directly against our beliefs.
Now, the school board will be presented with the top 3 vote-getters, Ohlone, San Jose, and Sofia Mendoza, an education reformer who worked with Cesar Chavez. This isn't the first school to ditch Burnett's name. A preschool in San Francisco's Bayview District changed its name in 2011, instead choosing to honor the city's first black female principal. But Burnett's name isn't completely gone from San Francisco.
Excuse me. Do you happen to live on Burnett Avenue?
Yeah.
Do you have a couple seconds? I'm a reporter with KQED News.
Burnett Avenue is a windy and windy street near Twin Peaks. None of the residents I met there knew who it was named after. And once I told them, most, like Grace Goodman, said Burnett shouldn't have a place on their street.
I've lived here for like 27 years, so I had no idea. That's not cool.
David Jeter used to live in a transitional housing program for veterans on Burnett, which helped him get off the streets.
You know, I have memories here now when I think about, you know, what you just told me about the actual naming on the street, I say it's time to change the name.
A spokesman for Supervisor Raphael Mandelman, whose district includes Burnett Avenue, says with community input, he would be open to renaming the street. I'm Ryan Levy, KQED News.
And there's more at kqednews.org. I'm Tara Seiler.